Hey, it's all news time now, 8:29. Triple team emergency traffic. Back to you, Andy Farnsworth.
Brian, southbound I-15, not much relief yet. They still have the HOV and fast lanes blocked at the north interchange by a crash. On the mainline I-15 is a parking lot all the way back past Parrish Lane in Centerville. It is breaking up a little bit in the Layton-Kaysville portion. Those of you heading south should only see stop and go in the first half mile or mile or so of Kaysville driving. And then if you you got the choice to either switch to Legacy as an alternate to I-15, but I wouldn't do that because that's where Legacy is at its worst, is between Farmington and Centerville. Take I-15 down to Parrish Lane, wait in a little bit of a delay, and then switch over to Legacy instead, and that might save you a little bit more time. Eric Butler?
You're still at reduced speeds from Draper up to Midvale, northbound I-15, but it's not as bad as it has been. This is just below the speed limit now rather than stop and go, which we were seeing earlier. And you do have some more similar conditions moving past the south interchange and heading up towards 300 South in the South Salt Lake area. Heather?
We've got a report of a crash on 6100 South at Fashion Place Boulevard. That's about 300 East. Doesn't appear to be causing too many delays at this time. The good news is the 201 freeway, ID West Freeway, is great shape in and out of Tooele County, and no delays now on your east or west side belt routes. Find the auto loan experts you need whenever you need them. Golden West Credit Union. Apply at any branch or online at gwcu.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.